Hi, this is Ed Byrne back with you again. Let me fill you in on some exciting research that's been done by Silva Method graduate that deals with the way human beings can communicate at a distance with various kinds of life forms within the environment, not only human beings, but with other life forms as well. Researcher is a man named Cleve Baxter. He's a polygraph expert, lie detector expert. He used to train members of the FBI and the CIA in the use of polygraphs. One night back in 1966, late at night in his office in New York, no one was around, and he was just curious and decided he wanted to do some experimenting, so he hooked up his lie detector to the leaves of a plant. It was a dragon tree, member of the philodendron family. He connected the electrodes of the lie detector to the leaf, one electrode to one side, one electrode to the other side. And he watered the plant to see how long it would take water to get to the leaf or cause a reaction on the equipment. And it got there quicker than he expected. He did a few other things, and he was getting nice readings. So he was sitting there thinking about it and wondering, what could I do? He says, well, as a polygraph expert, I know that the way that a lie detector works is when a person is telling a lie, they're under stress, and that causes a reaction, which can be measured on the machine. I wonder what I could do to cause some kind of stress in the plant. And he thought, I know what I'll do. I'll go into my secretary's office and get some matches. She was a smoker, so he knew there were matches there. So he thought, I could go in there and get some matches and burn that leaf that the electrodes are connected to. At the moment that he made that decision to do that, there was a huge reaction on the polygraph. He hadn't gone anywhere. He had not gotten out of the chair. There were no other variables except his thought and his decision to burn that leaf. Well, he said that changed his consciousness back in 1966, and it has never been the same since. He later took the Silva course when he heard about the research that Mr. Silva was doing. Well, Cleve Baxter went on to conduct a lot of research and a lot of experiments. He found that the emotions and the thoughts of a human being can be communicated over great distances to other cell life, even plants, as well as animals. That's been verified and replicated by other scientists who have also done the research. One interesting point about his research, though, is that you have to have a real intention to do something. There was one time a scientist called him up and says, I hooked up the electrode, same electrode you use, same type of equipment, dragon plant, dragon tree, just like you used, everything the same, and I thought about burning the leaf and nothing happened. There was no reaction. And Cleve Baxter said, did you actually intend to go burn the leaf? And the scientist said, well, no, I didn't intend to go burn it. You didn't burn the leaf. And Cleve Baxter said, no, I didn't go burn it, but I intended to do it. He said, there's a difference between pretend and intend. So when you have a real intent, then it will work for you. Mr. Silva always cautioned us, we don't use these wonderful intuitive tools that we have just to play games with. We use it when we have a real intent to correct problems. So that attitude makes a huge difference. Now, what we have found is that we can project our minds anywhere, any place to detect information. We can also project our minds to deliver information to other people. Now, what we can do with our minds at a distance is to affect life very easily. But we can affect other people with our thoughts that we have even at a distance. A mother can do it with her child. Any mother can do that without even knowing how to go to Alpha. In other situations where you want to communicate with people at a distance, you need to know how to enter the Alpha level.